Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Foreign Secretary said the UK will investigate the destruction of a hospital in Gaza City, which has left hundreds feared dead. At least 500 people have been killed after a huge blast struck the building. Ravinda Shamdasani from the UN Human Rights Office said she's concerned that the strikes on hospitals in Gaza will impact healthcare in the Strip.
With numerous health facilities hit by bombardment and others beyond breaking point, there are serious concerns about the accessibility of medical care for the many thousands injured and for the estimated 50,000 pregnant women, as well as people with chronic physical and mental health issues.
It comes as US President Joe Biden is expected to arrive in Israel later today on a diplomatic mission. UK inflation remained at 6.7% last month as easing food and drink price rises were offset by higher petrol and diesel prices. The ONS said inflation stayed the same as in August, despite expectations it would fall again. And laughing gas will become illegal in November, with dealers facing up to 14 years in prison. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Paul Blundell.
This Halloween just got scarily good. Little Monster Market presents Dead Good Value, starring British pumpkins from 59B and sweets and chocolates from 99B at a little store near you now. Now that's big on quality and always little on price. Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
Peacock USA Easy Cook Rice are giving away 10% extra. Peacock USA Easy Cook Long Grain Rice is easy to cook, giving you consistent quality and fluffy separate grains every time. Peacock USA Easy Cook Rice has a subtle flavor, making it an excellent accompaniment to many of your favorite dishes. Great for jollof rice or jerk chicken. Enjoy Peacock USA Rice now with 10% extra. Easy cooking, easy eating every time. Offer available while stocks last. Promotion supported by USA Rice.
If you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, don't just ignore it. A cough that lasts 3 weeks or more could be a sign of cancer. It's probably nothing serious, but finding cancer early makes it more treatable. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice. Help us help you.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Yeah. 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 Ye
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all, our lovely listeners. Welcome to The Business Mix. And my name is Chrissy, and I'm going to hand over to the lovely, wonderful co-host,
Rachel.
Yay!
I am Rachel, and welcome to The Business Mix Show on Colourful, where we bring you the best in all things black business across the UK and sometimes a little further afield,
yes,
like Liverpool.
There you go. We love it. We love it. Love it. Anyway, it's that time of the month. Well, actually, yes, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
I think we need to apologise.
A big deal. We did this big kind of campaign. We've got our brothers in the studio. We're going to have them in every month. But, you know, life happens, doesn't it?
Circumstances beyond one's control sometimes means you have to go with the flow, roll with the punches. But
we're here.
We are here again to talk about? What are we talking about? After hours. Yes. What happens after hours? Absolutely. After those business hours, though, after 9 to 5 happens and you switch off. We still do business.
Because we have to. It's late, we do business.
But how do we do business after hours? We're glad, we are really, really pleased and happy to have the Ace of Jacks in the studio to let us know about their business mix.
And their hot foot.
After hours.
And their hot foot. Because they
always got hot
foot. Hi. Oh. Are we on?
Yeah,
I was just biting my tongue.
No, actually, there's one more thing. No,
okay.
Go
okay.
For it.
I was biting my tongue.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
Anyway, for those who don't know about you, please, standard, introduce yourselves, what you do, where you come from, what you're repping.
The whole CV.
The full CV.
You go for it.
Your voice is better.
You go for it and I jump in.
Okay, senior nobleman. Member of Ace of Jacks, co-owner, responsible for marketing and various other things. Host as well. We are from, you know where we're from. We just talked about South London, lads.
Okay.
We're known, internationally known, locally recognised. And yeah, we are part of Ace of Jacks, music and entertainment organisation, with a side into radio, fashion, media. Hosting and DJing is key. Music is key. But I mean, you jump in.
Is that enough? I think you've done enough.
Have I done enough?
Yeah.
We use
our platform to promote and expose talent, businesses, black businesses, and we use our platform to do that. So it's an honor, and there's a lot of synergy of what you guys do. So it's an honor to be here and speak to you guys today.
Always.
Even though we wasn't here last month.
No, know. Even. How many months? How many months?
There you go. Low shots.
Can you put on a t-shirt, internationally recognised, locally known? What was it? Internationally recognised?
Yeah. Just can I put on a t-shirt?
Do you like that?
You like that? I like the slogan.
Yeah. We might have to add a little ace to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll think about it. We might have a little...
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
You see what we're doing there, innit?
You like the recent one? Don't watch that.
Anyway, so we're here for After Hours and... I think, did you give us an overview of what After Hours is?
No, yes. You were about to
do that. Okay, cool. So, as Rachel was saying, is that we do things, we work 9 to 5, but there's always something going on after hours. And we want to represent the best of the most recognised black events happening in the city. That's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And these brothers of ours are going to break it down for us, what they've been up to, and share that with you, because you may want to join in next time, next month, next week, you know, shake a leg, whatever you want to do.
Wow.
But yes, we want to know from you, where you've been.
Where have you been?
Where have we been?
What have you been doing?
Where you've been shaking your leg.
Where can we start?
We haven't been here for a few months, like, bring it to us.
Give it to us. Okay, so first, what was it? First up, in chronological order. We were invited to Dawn Butler's private launch party.
Ooh.
I was invited.
Yeah, invitation. An invitation.
It was an invitation only.
To Dawn's Butler's book launch.
Book launch.
A Purposeful Life is the name of the book.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was an honour to be there. We got signed copies. Dawn, hearing about Dawn's background, where she comes from, being one of three MPs, black women MPs in House of Parliament. What she's had to go through.
Can you name the other two though?
I can.
Go for it.
Belle. I can't say her surname. Ribeiro. And our girl Diane Abbott, who's been there since. Hey, look at this.
You're trying to test me?
You want to. This girl.
You can't do me like that.
I studied politics, you know.
No, because I know you're an intelligent.
Listen. It's loud and patronizing.
Yes, I knew you'd be able to answer.
Look at her. Like, oh, I had faith in you.
Yeah,
so we got to hear about Dawn's background, her upbringing. We met her family.
Yeah, it was nice.
Her mum, her brothers, her dad was there.
Yeah.
And just hearing about her history, and like, she started off as a computer programmer.
Yeah.
And she was talking about all the sort of challenges she faced being a woman, being a black woman in the industry, very difficult for her. But, you know, then sort of like the transition into being an MP and trying to stand up for something. But amazing woman. I mean, it's always good to see her. And Dawn is just, she's one of ours, man.
She's one of your people, isn't she?
She is. And I think, you know, even like the change in the dialogue, like she went somewhere with like a bright, luminous green dress.
Yeah.
Which is not this thing that you do in certain places.
Yeah.
So it's like obviously trying to change the perception and does it really matter and being herself in those environments. So it was quite interesting to hear them stories. I've started the book on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be my little plain book that I'm going to try and read that one.
That's not, listen, leave my brother alone. We're talking about after hours.
We're going after hours.
Yeah? Are you guys, do you like politics? Like,
you know, well, I think everyone's been more politicized, but considering like what the impact of changes to the government, COVID, and seeing what's going on. So, I mean, I've always been a studier of politics because obviously there's like a shift and I'd studied for A-level, but at the same time, I think everyone is more...
Do you know what? Sometimes it just comes. I was genuinely thinking, oh, you studied A levels because I did social.
You can't even remember what you did.
Social policy administration. So there's a lot of politics in that. So
I did sociology as well. But anyway, I digress.
How long ago was the A levels?
What are you talking about that for?
Is that information necessary?
Watch them for me. We can't categorize that. So it happened in the past. Anyway, but yeah, it was good. Mr. Khan, Sadiq Khan was there as well. He's like, you got to come over here for pictures, isn't it? It was interesting. Met some
Where was it held?
This
in the Civic Centre in Brent.
Yes. Wembley.
So
Wembley.
It was in her hometown.
Amazing.
Sorry, I forgot where I
was. So that was interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. You guys all right? You okay? Y'all okay?
I'm okay.
Right. Yeah, Chrissy.
We're talking about politics.
Get some more. Get some more.
This is what happens after hours.
I think we need to go to commercial break or something.
This is what happens after hours.
The loss of composure.
Okay. And so were you there and were you presenting, DJing, or you just in enjoying
a lot of the things sometimes like people see things that we're doing a lot of the things we do try and practice what we preach. Not everything that we are involved in that we like, you know, in the terms of
participating
we go and support and if we've got the time and it's quite and we'll go
I get them permission slips in early and I'm good to go. You know what I mean?
I love it.
You know what I mean?
I like that. Lovely. So we had a bit of politics. Politics. And for those who are interested, what was Dawn's book called, please?
A Purposeful Life.
It is out
by Dawn Butler MP.
Yes, out now. Please go and support. Again, there's loads of different ways to support black entrepreneurs, freelancers, businesses, and that is one.
Yes. I also want to say Dawn was the person to call Mr. Johnson a liar. Tears of faith. To Parliament, and we're proud of that.
Dawn Butler, and then next,
which one are we going to go for next?
We're going to go for a pop up shop.
We had our first, we took over a shop, for a weekend. Yeah. That was down at the Box Park with our friends from Inspired by Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So they had an incentive where they allowed people that they knew and trusted and respected to take over their shop for the weekend effectively. Yeah.
Okay.
But then they allowed you to put whatever your products in for the whole week, and they would, you know, sell it for you.
Yeah.
So let's say Monday to Friday, they'd sell it for you. Then the Saturday and the Sunday, you'd have to go in and run the shop and
this is it.
Okay, do that. So it was quite nice, quite interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting concept.
So you guys were doing you were in the shop selling retail, restocking.
Yeah, security, you know, we got
everything.
Yeah, we've done all of it.
Was it your shop?
Our products were in the shop. Trainers were in the shop.
Okay.
And we were, you know, obviously focus was selling them, but anything else, you know, we invited people in to come in.
So was it only your products, or did they clear
all the other products were there. They had a space for our products.
I see.
So we were just basically effectively the the customer assistance for the day.
Yeah,
nice.
And then our manager was. She couldn't control us. Our manager.
I was about to say that must have been a flipping riot.
You had to be there. That's all I say. But
that
management. Dumb. Management was unable to contain.
As we got closer to the date, there was other new stipulations being.
New stipulations were being dropped.
They kind of realized. Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Can you make sure this happens and make sure that happens? So can you not say this? Can you not say that? And
We had some stipulations, but we had to, you know, we fought back. We're like trade union in there, man. Yeah. We weren't having it. I was like, we'll strike. We'll shut that. Yes, sir. We weren't having it.
Yeah.
So, Clark's a question.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you've got merchandise, and there are obviously a lot of entrepreneurs out there who have started maybe clothing ranges. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've, you know, kind of, you've got white label goods they're going to put their kind of like branding on it. How do you. Or how easy, any advice to get into these kind of like pop-up shop type scenarios or situations? Like, how did you get invited?
So I think that was a unique situation because they're our friends, people that we know when we go in the shops. They don't allow that. And it's not a pop-up shop in the sense that Spy by Africa is their own business that sells those sorts of places.
Yeah.
But they had an incentive of like a month or two incentive over the summer, I think, or whatever it was. So that was that. But to answer your question, there's loads of pop-up shops and markets
loads
everywhere, really. So, you know, you just have to be bold. If you look, you just Google it and loads of them will come up.
Yeah.
And probably when the next thing that we talk about is another one of those things to sort of lead on to those questions. But for people that want to obviously sell stuff, you can sell online. But you can't beat the face-to-face with a customer when you tell them the story of what you've put in to what you're doing. So that face-to-face, and then, you know, it also helps sometimes when you're online, you can hide behind the internet. You're not, you don't have to put yourself in the forefront. And then, you know, pop up, you have to sell it, and it's a different type of skill. You've got to, you know, you've got to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And then also there's... that sometimes the disheartenedness of do you sell enough for this because you've got to pay, but you've got to do that. So I think it's everybody should do that because then you can kind of get real feedback and see if actually, because sometimes you might have a business and it might not be for everybody. You might be trying to sell it in the wrong place.
Can I plug our friend Natalie Freeman, who does a series on her platform 13 Rhythms about choosing the right pop-ups, making sure you get the right one, how you get your money back from them, because obviously as a business owner you're going to have to shell out money. It's not necessarily very cheap. So Natalie goes through all the pros and cons, how to choose the best one, especially that season is coming, the festive season's coming, Christmas coming, so you're going to see a lot of markets, a lot of pop-ups. So check her out on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and get some handy tips from her.
Can I just shout obviously Jay and Richmond for allowing us the opportunity to be in Inspired by Africa, as well as all the brands that are in there as well. So
other brands do you not remember any?
Oh gosh,
there's about
20 or 30. So you know, got Afia Coast, they got their own ones. So Afia Coast is Richmond's, you've got African Chica, which is Jay, and they sell clothes, fans, accessories. You've got
there's
a jewellery one, there's the books, there's what's it, Ruby Reed's books. Shout out to my girl Nadia.
Shout out Nadia.
And there's loads of them in there. I can't even quantify. I know them, we know them by face.
Yeah.
So can I ask, what did you find the most challenging about being in like a pop-up retail space? And
do you know the truth?
Nothing.
Do you know what?
That's
our pleasure.
We're like out playing all the time.
That's what we do, isn't it?
So we know if you're confident in your product, you know you've got trainers and whatever. But we know that sometimes it's a little bit like going for a job. If you're going for a job and you need to get that job, it's different to when you've already got a job and you're going for a job.
I see what you mean. That makes sense. Yeah.
So if you're comfortable, if you're comfortable in that environment, because we know we're going to meet people, talk to people.
Yeah.
And we just look forward to just talking to people.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. If we sell some trainers, we sell some. Yeah. If we don't, we don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Did you have any sales targets or
no, we
did. Like
the
not
thing
really.
Is, we thought that was just an opportunity to kind of get to know that.
It was a bit more like
It was kind of you would call it a loss leader to
yes,
a degree because
yes.
we sold training that was almost an accessory because we went there to kind of like engage the people that went there, and obviously I felt the more I think that's the real sales thing was the customer service that went behind it. Like we were able to sell trainers based on then listen, you're not ready for that level when you. You're not ready for this.
Sell me a pair of trainers. Sell me a pair of your trainers.
Did you
well,
ask?
No.
Yeah, I'd like.
Did you ask for a pair? Already?
No. I mean, okay. What's your sales pitch?
So what colour? So you? Okay, so you want me to do the pitch on
yes,
you?
Please.
Oh my god!
Okay,
sorry, excuse me. Do you have these in a size 6?
I think I do. So first, what's your name?
Rachel.
Your name's Rachel.
Yeah.
Okay. So 6 and what colour are you looking for? You're looking for the black?
I like the blue, actually.
You like the blue?
Yeah.
I think that will suit you. You know,
it
suits your skin tone. You know
Thank
what I'm saying? So first of all, what we're going to do is we're going to get a pair of six for you.
We'll get a pair of 6 for you.
Get a pair of 6 for you.
And guess what we're going to do? We're going to ask you to sit down,
Rachel.
Have a
seat. Have a seat, Rachel.
This level of customer service that we're going to give you, I just want you to just sit back and enjoy it. So we're going to even hold up your leg when we put the tray.
You don't, please. We ask permission first. Can I?
Can
we
ask? Can
I now?
I want to touch you first, right? Can we move your trainer?
Physio.
I feel like Cinderella.
Physio. Listen, you even got to that bit where the slip was.
We're not even there yet.
There's no pumpkin yet in. No. This is a full service.
Before
you won't go back
firm,
home in your dress.
Yeah. First,
fair
firm,
enough,
well,
fair enough. Yeah,
tell
fine.
Her.
But
yep.
let me just. Can I just get you a glass of water or something first of all?
Yeah, I think so. Our mouth is a bit dry.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay.
And then please. First, now I'm gonna see. Now what? First, I'm gonna lift up your leg. But could you just place your leg on?
Place it on.
Okay.
And then, so, how's that feel? How's it feel? How's that feel?
We haven't even put the trainer on yet.
I know.
Okay.
The trainer ain't even on yet.
How many pairs did you sell?
Don't watch their movements. Don't watch what we're doing.
Okay. Fair enough. No, everyone's got their own unique selling tactics.
Customer service
skills have got to be on point.
They do.
You got to sell. I always have this thing, when you take my money, be nice to me.
Yes.
This is true.
Because you know when someone just do go to a till and they just put your money on the till, no eye
slam
contact,
it down.
Or they're still on the phone.
Nah, man.
They don't feel like that one-on-one.
That's why
people want to buy from you if they like you.
Yeah, that's why in America they go bust
in.
Customer services.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Hey, how you doing,
it's
man?
A lot. It's a lot. It's
like
a lot.
Said, I went to Texas, the way they... Listen, oh ma'am, you from London? Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah.
They go. Accent. What part of London are you from? Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Really?
Hope to see you again, ma'am.
Yeah,
they go in.
Wow.
But I guess we like it. It makes us feel special, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think. Yeah, there's only so much.
There's
too
much.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit too much.
Yeah, it's like stop.
But you wouldn't do that. But we
cultivate.
Because it's not personal. Because we're actually like, okay, when someone buys our product or something, it's like, number one, it's a bit surreal when you've created something. Like we've created our own trainer. So we've created our own trainer. You want people, and they put it on, and they say it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of just that alone is so. You want them to take that. You're not necessarily thinking sell. But because we have so much colours, people just take one and then seven is gone.
One time.
So it's like, because they like it. So we know that the product's great or good. It's not for everybody. And we can accept that it's not for everybody because some people like different styles. But you've got to enjoy the reward of actually the satisfaction you made something and someone likes it and they're going to wear it, because not people are particular about what they want to wear.
Course.
So you sell it's not even selling, it's just like a kind of being a gratefulness of that they want to buy something from you, an appreciation really.
You want to send them away floating, isn't it? Like you feel good after that purchase. It's like that these guys were quite fine and blah, blah, blah. I might tell my friends about it. So that's the core theme there.
I mean, it has been said that a good salesperson is actually, you're not selling, you're helping to solve a problem for
Tell
the
them,
customer.
You
like,
Tell
so you're, it's customer service, really, is what sales should be. Obviously, you get the ones that are just buy it. They haven't even stopped to figure out, is it even going to help you? Does it suit your needs? They just want your money.
I think the last thing, actually, what you're saying, the last thing that makes it easy is that we wear what we sell.
Okay.
So when we've got them on our feet,
yeah,
it's not like we've got a pair of Nikes on and we're trying to sell our own trainers.
Don't make sense. That don't
it's
make
contradictory,
sense.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so we wear what we sell.
Yes.
So we can kind of vouch for it.
Excellent.
By saying.
Okay, well, I'm glad you had a great time. What's next on your travels,
the
guys?
Next thing on our travel was another weekend we did with our friends at Vibe Official. That was down in Stoke Newington. We've done two since
2 days
in
there.
We did, yeah, 2 days back in, is it, what month were we in now?
We're in
September.
September.
That was, again, we were hosting a pop-up shop. We were on the floor, basically interviewing a lot of the the vendors.
Stop you there. So what is the actual event?
Vibe Official, pop-up shop with over 30 or so brands which sell into the community. Various diverse things, skincare, jewellery, T-shirts, towels, all sorts of things down in Stoke Newington. They've got a nice little venue down there. Our brother DJ JSG was on providing the theme music while we then went and not harassed, but I'd say corralled.
Crowd control.
Yeah. But that's really a lot of fun there. Yeah. It was hot.
Food. There, most importantly.
Yeah. Shout out to Afrobeans.
So again, were you selling or you were just vibing?
We were hosting.
You were hosting,
yes. No sales for us that day.
That day. Okay.
We were helping everyone else to do their sales.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, so what we do
you were
is
the assistant. So.
No. So effectively what we do is we interview all of the vendors
and
get them to talk about their business, where they're from, what they sell, where people can find them after that. So that's our task on the day.
Yeah. So I think going back to that as well, where the setting's more of a vibe, it's a vibe setting and shopping, but also again, with vendors, some people don't want to talk on the mic. It's a different type of skills, different pressure.
Absolutely.
Again, getting them to feel comfortable with talking about it. Because our saying is, the best person to sell your business is you. So if you don't talk about it, then people don't always appreciate the graft that happens behind. People see the stall, the setup, but then, you know, sometimes these things take 4 or 5 hours preparation to do before you even got there. So it's getting people to, you know, to be comfortable with being in that setting and selling and talking to customers and that sorts of stuff. So we do some tough love sometimes today, and then we do some like very, you know what I mean? Like,
listen, backs are getting supported, man. Yeah, people's backs are being supported, all sorts. You know what I mean? You have to hold them up just in case they feel a little bit, you know, wavery.
Because not all like you said, they're not used to standing up in front of a crowd audience. That's presenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know these two, they would have just gone.
No.
Put the mic right in front of you.
There's an approach to it. Give them pre-warning, but at the same time, it's kind of like we try our best to make them feel comfortable whilst they're doing it. Yeah. So it's almost like helping them along it. Yeah. And then a lot of time they realise, oh, well, that wasn't so bad.
It's like a little bit of counselling people through something.
A little bit.
But it's real time and it's live.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, you have to allow people to grow into certain things, but sometimes the event is there and then. The customer is there and then. You want to sell units or sell a product, you have to kind of be comfortable with acting there and then and showing them what that means. But then when you hear other people's stories, then you become more comfortable. So they're all hearing other people's stories, like, oh, I can relate to it. So the next person then still starts feeling more
chain reaction.
That makes sense.
And I think one of the things that we do is kind of adjust to depending on who's being interviewed. So certain people, they have a pitch and they're ready to go. Yeah. Some people are like, oh my God. And it's like, look, you're going to be fired.
You can tell, and you
might ask questions which are not leading, but you ask questions which are direct so they can talk about it so that they don't feel it has to come from them. So yeah.
That's why you're the pros that you are.
We appreciate. I don't know. I just detect a little bit of sarcasm. I seem to always. You know what I mean?
I thought that was genuine. I thought that was genuine,
but you know me. I'm a cynic. I'm just like, my eyes are always squinting at all times.
No, because that's why you're here.
Yeah, I'm see, like even now, I'm squinting a lot. My eyes are closed. Oh. You know what I mean? Stop it.
Okay, so you've given us three great events.
Three.
What's coming up? Obviously, Black History Month is upon us, snapping at our heels.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things have you got lined up for this month? What events?
I'll go to you. All right. What we got coming up? We got the Black Market Film Festival down in North London.
Yes.
In Tottenham. Yeah, Parkview Academy this Saturday. We're going to be hosting and DJing the extraordinaire.
Okay.
We're going to be hosting that one. That is another huge pop-up.
Yeah.
Tell us about what it is. Who's it run by?
It's your world. So this is run by our friends, our lovely friends Charmaine and Mark Simpson. They've been running it for over, I don't even know how long, over a decade or beyond, more, haven't they?
I think, you know what, before we go into that, our backstory, really. So that event,
I know this story.
Do you know the story?
I do know the story.
Okay. The backstory is that was the first event that we first showed, we introduced our brand.
Yes.
Okay. By accident.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So we went there as we were streaming.
Technicians, yeah.
It was technicians. Having no hosting, nothing like that, technicians streaming. And we decided to get a uniform, got a uniform which had the logo on it. Went to the event, had the logo. People asked us, where did you get it from? We had no intention of selling it. And then we lied about our shop. Pretended that we had a shop.
You remember the story? Yeah, I remember the lies.
I don't like the way you keep saying the word to remember the lies. No, I don't like that.
So we just said, yeah, okay, the shop is coming in 28 days. And then we just basically got the website and put a countdown 28 days, which meant that we had to do it in 28 days, which means we needed to master everything and talk about, learn about the postage, learn about everything. Then we started going crazy. Started
stressful.
Starting with hoodies, t-shirts, caps. Then it just ended up being boxer shorts. Ended up being long this, that, and that. Being everything. We just overdid it with the marketing and stuff like that. But that was where we first of all
introduced.
Got introduced, and we got introduced to Charmaine and Mark through All Nights, who did the first black comic that I ever saw.
Yes, shout out to Wayne Riley.
So Wayne Riley was there doing that, and we've just done events ever since.
It literally that has been sort of the gateway to so many other things.
Yeah, definitely. So amazing. So yeah, so there's events is against. They've had the same sort of format.
Yeah,
since then, and it's still but. We're now on the other side where we're now helping to the event with the music and the hosting, really. So we keep it interactive. It's a long day.
It's
a long day, but a nice day.
Yeah.
So we met, and probably in that event, going back to the networking, is probably where we've met most of our
strongest contacts
in that event.
Yeah. Like loads of people. And the thing is, it's been knock on events. Like we met someone there who met someone there and then goes on then led us to you guys who then led us to I can actually trace it back.
Big contacts have come from there.
Someone from there because if you guys, you could be traced back through. So hang on, we met Sonia
Sonia
invited us to Inspired by to her thing in
Black Culture.
It was the thing in Clapham. Oh, Stockwell. So we met and then we met Jennifer.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer
introduced
to you who
when I was doing African Ladies Day.
African Gilly Gang. And then she almost got lost when she came to the studio.
We tried
to save her life.
Hold on, you said something about not going in the past.
No, it's okay. Sometimes you've got to touch on the past just to
get to the future.
And then obviously that you brought us to Chrissy and the rest is history.
Yeah, but a lot of it can be stringed back.
To that one point. It's like a fulcrum in time,
and probably that's where we kind of evolved into what we are now. I think it's the start of it. To be fair,
I think a lot of entrepreneurs have that. You have that. What's they call it? That touch point moment where you can remember. This is where it all kicked off. Doesn't mean that it's the same now as what it was then, but you know that was the starting point.
Definitely.
And I guess we should really, really big up Mark from one of our colourful presenters. Messaging the Music, husband and wife team, who run the black market.
They do. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yes. Anything else exciting this
month? So that's this Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Following Saturday, we're at Curly Treats down in Hammersmith, 245 Hammersmith. Hair care, wellbeing festival took place last year. I don't even know how many vendors are in there, but
lots.
There's lots of vendors in there. She has sort of Afro hair workshops.
Yeah.
Speakers.
Books.
It's just a fantastic event. Yeah. I mean, let's just talk from a human perspective. It's very dangerous.
For males, it's very dangerous.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm going
to
say.
Are you allowed to delve into that? No, that's the line.
That's the line.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay. But we are looking forward to
We're working.
Where is that? Where's the venue?
that's taking place in Hammersmith, 245 Hammersmith. So effectively, come out of station, there's a sort of big kind of
open square area.
Yeah. And then also inside the Novotel as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she's taking over Hammersmith for that day.
I don't know how come, but I haven't been.
Behave yourself.
You need to go.
Cody Chicks. Yeah, I've never been. So maybe this year.
You got to come down there.
Yeah.
You got to come down.
Because I haven't been.
So that's.
Because I haven't been. Yeah, but I will.
Come down.
It's not too far. It's not too north, is it?
We are going to. It's not too north. But you know, we're going to be on. Out on full display. That's going to be, yeah,
a mayhem.
Vibe. We're there to cause a vibe, so it's going to be mayhem.
We get paid to do mayhem.
Yeah, so just be careful and watch what you say, you know, because
listen, I'm not taking any slack from no one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you never do.
That microphone is mine. That day.
Never do.
You know what I mean?
And then you are going up north.
Yes, the day after.
E-meet.
Yeah. Going to Liverpool.
Say that again. Go on.
No, I'm not doing it.
Jimmy Corkle, don't come down here with that.
Sorry.
Jimmy Corkle. Yeah. I love it.
So we're going up to Liverpool.
Yes. We're going up for the Jamaica party. Dawn Butler again, she organises. This is going to be the third one that we
third
did.
One, yeah,
so
yeah.
We did one last year in Liverpool.
And then one before.
It was sold out. People couldn't get in. So it's got a massive venue. I can't remember the size of it.
I mean, last time there was over 600, 700 people.
But
this
maybe.
One's even bigger.
I think this is a 1,200 capacity.
Yeah.
How long has it been? Has she been doing it?
She's been doing it a while. I don't know.
I think we've been to all of them.
So that was the first one.
The one that we went to was the first one.
Oh, in Brighton?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So the one in Brighton where it was petrol crisis and.
Yeah. We almost couldn't get there.
So we went to that one. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Great as well. But this one is. So the Jamaica parties is basically after the Labour Party conferences.
Yeah. Mm.
They have a party, but it's on a Sunday.
Right.
Right. Okay. And then they go into the conferences and whatever. They have a first part of conference, then they go into there. But then they have this party. But Dawn Butler's organised it, and she's called it a Jamaica party.
Mm.
So it's just straight, uncut, what we play as black people. It's not watered down. Yeah. It's nothing like that. And it's interesting to see politicians how they shock out.
Yeah, they're going in. The politicians go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
and you see a lot of people there.
A lot
of
people in there. Paparazzi.
Paparazzi, news reporters.
Wow.
Yeah, you see
MPs.
MPs.
So is it invite only or?
I don't know.
I think you can pay to go in.
Yeah, you can pay.
Yeah, the public. And it's like something like £5.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy.
It was mad last time.
Vibes.
Yeah, so that's
Liverpool, Rachel.
I mean, we'll see.
No.
We'll see about that. Wow, so you guys got quite a... I mean, that's just a snippet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there is actually more... that you will be doing throughout the month of October. But what I just wanted to ask was, from the three events that you told us about, and maybe there was more that you haven't, I'd like to know what was your kind of standout moment or kind of key takeaway from those events.
Adam, you go for me.
No, my God, no. My one's a bit funny though. But my one's a bit funny.
Was there an actual silence?
No, because you know what it is. Every time we go somewhere, we like to leave something, take something away from it, and leave something there.
Okay,
whether it's something positive to all something. That's what we like to do. So all of them are all stand out.
Yeah,
but I think Networth and Vibes for me was a bit different, because the last time I went there I broke my foot.
Yeah, you did.
I fell on the steps trying to help a lady up the steps.
So the irony,
my foot hadn't healed in time to go and do the next event.
Yes. You can see you've got a spring in his step.
Where I'm hosting an event where I'm conscious of my foot. So it was nice that I got through that injury free. You know, you're so unconscious of certain things, but yeah, I think just basically the people and the feedback You know, people are still posting about it now that sort of stuff. I think all of them are all standout things, in the sense of when you see growth as well, like people you've seen people when they first started out to what they're doing now,
you know,
and how they're going forward and the actual trust of them telling us, because you know sometimes you've got to be careful where you tell your dream to sometimes. But that trust of people when they say, this is what you, I was inspired by when you said this, and I now I've gone off and done that and blah blah, and now I'm going to go and do this. You only tell certain people what your dreams are, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like very touching, and even though we kind of play bossy and whatever, but those things are like rewarding.
There's another side, legacy that you're leaving behind.
We're trying to see growth.
I think just to echo AJ's point, like for example, one of the ladies in there street greets, Naomi and Siobhan. Seeing we saw when they first started, and now they're just flying. Like,
they're
in
Sainsbury's
shop,
now. They're in every
cards in Sainsbury's, all these other places, and just to see, you know, that that they've done that, and you know, we could just be a part of, like, you know, supporting them.
Yeah,
amazing.
And the humbleness.
Yeah.
So even though they've gone clear, still the same.
No airs and graces.
You know, no, like still humble, still get a nice little hug and thing and whatever. You know what I mean?
Squeezy,
lovely.
Squeezy.
Side hug.
Who's like, who's all made up for? Listen,
you can't tell the listeners
that
about
conversation
that. You know,
that
was a conversation.
That's the whole
We already talked about the different types.
You're teaching me,
I just want to add one point with, I think, the Dawn, being invited to the Dawn Butler book launch was really cool, because I think It was not out of a cumbersome, but it was more of a case of we just came there to actually enjoy the experience with Dawn. So we weren't DJing, we weren't hosting, and just to hear her story and like how relatable it was, it's like that could be any one of us. So, you know, I just thought that, and she's very humble as well. She's just,
and they've all kind of allowed you to be part of their journey, as she said, from start to beginning.
Even
and
with our brash
misbehaviour. Yeah, like, that must touch you right there.
We're like naughty kids. We're like naughty boys. They love us. We love them.
No, but it's a great thing that they, you know, they entrust you, as well as they're saying, and you're part of their journey throughout. So it's great.
It's like what you ladies are doing.
Listen, come on, man.
We've allowed you. I'll use the word.
It's like looking in a mirror. It's like looking in a mirror. But we see you guys there. We see you. Shout out to our girls. Black Business Network. We see you at BCon. We saw you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that feels so long ago.
We did do that, didn't we?
Yeah,
we
did.
We really did. My
where was
day.
It?
Where was it?
Manchester.
Money.
So what are you talking
money,
about?
It's money. 0161 money.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Exactly. Right, you know. So you can travel.
No, that was actually a really nice event. And
beautiful.
I have to big up Shari Lee because she really did look after us and all of the panelists, everybody, her whole team.
Yeah.
The space where we stayed was
beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
She's our junior sister.
She's lovely. And again, sisters in this journey, because we had her on the show once and we've been like the besties ever since. And she entrusted us to host her event, which was really touching. For the second year.
You see it now?
Yeah, so it's been good.
And I think we bumped into you guys there at
That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary.
No.
The lunch? The brunch?
Yeah. What were you doing?
We bumped into us. You knew we was going to be there.
I don't think we did.
Don't make me Great Gush. I'll Great Gush everywhere you want me to go.
You know what it was? Because it was like, was it the ladies' lunch? Or
It's like, but I guess what?
There's two men.
Not men.
The gods.
We're not. You understand?
But we were serving.
We were serving, right?
Very helpful. Really helpful.
You see, that's what our job is. Listen, the black woman. Anyway,
I'm going to stop.
We're not here to talk about that.
That's what we do.
So, we've also got your tune of the month.
We do.
So, we're going to ask you to introduce that and tell us why. What's it got to do with business journey, your after hours? Let us into the secret.
But before you do that, can you tell people where they can find you? Because after that, we're going to play you out on this track.
Please
tell us.
I can explain the track. You want to tell them
where? Tell us where that people can find you. If they want to invite you to
invitation.
Or host you, host the event, tell us where.
Okay, so the easiest way to do it if you're online is our website, which is www.asajax.com. And on there, you will see a number of things that will point us to a number of different interesting things that you can see on there, which in my eyes. But we have 8 radio stations that broadcast 24 hours a day. We have our...
How does that work? Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Listen, there's some AI movement.
What you'll see is obviously you'll see the sorts of things that services that we offer.
Yes.
But also you'll see where you can get help for certain things as well. So it's not always trying to cash in on that sort of stuff as well. So as we're an entertainment company and a media company. Mm-hmm. You'll see Ace TV on there broadcasting 24 hours. And there's other things that we're doing, like Legacy, which is another business that we'll talk to you guys about. Yep. Maybe another the next time. Show that's coming forward.
Definitely.
As well. Yep. But yeah, that's the main way that you can contact us. Telephone numbers are on there, and we're on Instagram at Acer Jax. So that's quick and
no easy government way names are to be it. Used. No government names. Yeah.
Acer Jax.
There you go.
You see it
simples.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about this track so we can introduce it and why you've chosen this track.
Okay, so there's a number of reasons why I'd say I've chosen the track. Okay, so shout out Top Boy. Everyone knows that the last season where Top Boy was on recently.
I still haven't watched it. Did you watch it, Rachel? Of course.
Yeah,
I've watched it. I finished it. And interestingly, where we were hosting the last Net Worth Vibe official in Stoke Newington, we're at Summer House Road.
Yeah.
And we was like, oh.
No.
And then for some reason, everyone kept calling us Dishale. So we were just like, okay, we'll accept that.
Yeah.
But, so basically, there's like a number of things the universe made it so. I think the song itself, basically, there was a picture that was taken of us, and it's kind of, we're pointing up in the sky, and it's kind of, the song kind of came to me because it was kind of like, what he's saying in the song is there's more than one way up there. And it kind of was like representative of all the kind of pop-ups and the vendors that were in there. They're all doing different things to make their way to the top. And it's kind of, it's an encouraging song. And I just thought, yo, that sounds like something that's synonymous with us for this time period.
Kano.
There's more than one way. There's more than one way up there. There's more than one way up there. There's more than one way up this hill. I will climb up there. There's more than one way up there. There's more than one way up there. There's more than one way up this hill. I will climb up.
Look, 6 million ways to make it, choose one. 1 billion ways to waste it, choose none. When you get to the steep climb, would you come? Would you run? Would you hide? Would you jump? But the toughest way to make it to the bread, not the crumbs. Got yes in the brain because the only way is up. Time's up. Now or never, dream big, succeed. There's more than one way to make it out of these streets. Ha, 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 ha.
There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up this hill. I will climb up with no fear. There's more than one way up there. There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up this hill. I will climb up with no fear.
Forever in control of my destiny. Know where I've been, know where I'm going, and it's legendary. All out, live life to the nth degree. Ramsey, my own success, no recipe. So F word, taking that left turn. Every hurt and every stumble is a lesson learned. The game's heated up, no blanket time. Head screwed on, call me Frankenstein. We want the frankincense, gold and the myrrh. Sterling, the girls and the diamonds of fur. But you won't find free wise men in the circles I'm in. But environment is likely that the mindset's behind. When? Every day you're fighting just to find rent. Found my weapon, mind is my pen. But even if you don't make it to the big screen, there's more than one way to succeed. Indeed,
there's more than one way up here.
Yes,
there's more than one way up here.
Hey, hey, hey.
There's more than one way up this hill. I will climb up with no fear. There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up this hill.
To back it up, there's plenty of ways to back it up. 6 million ways to back it up. Just don't change it up, just don't fuck it up. There's more than one way to back it up.
There's more than one way to making this money. There's more than one way to pick it up. Just don't change it up and just don't fuck it up. There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up here. There's more than one way up here. Just don't change for no money. There's more than one way to make it young, sonny. 6 million ways to make it young, honey. I said,
guys, we are signing off. Thank you for joining us on this week.
The Business Mix Show.
Girl, don't be like.